The Holy Gospel for the second Sunday after Epiphany is recorded in the Gospel of St. John, the first chapter. John the Baptist's witness to Jesus initiates a chain of testimony as his disciples begin to share with others what they have found. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel.' And John testified, 'I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, "He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God.' The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, 'Look, here is the Lamb of God.' The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, 'What are you looking for?' They said to him, 'Rabbi,' which translated means teacher, 'where are you staying?' He said to them, 'Come and see.' They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, 'We have found the Messiah,' which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, 'You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas,' which is translated Peter." The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. When I was little, I had a few different toys that I really liked to play with. One of them was a little metal car. I put more miles on that car just pushing it around the house than you can imagine. My mom and dad said I just played with that car all the time. I also had a little toy xylophone that I was supposed to be able to play songs on. I never was really very good at it, but I liked the sounds that it made. And then, of course, like most kids, I had those wooden building blocks with the letters of the alphabet on them. I would spend hours stacking them up and then knocking them down and stacking them up and knocking them down. But I remember I had another toy that I was afraid of. That toy was a jack-in-the-box. I was afraid of it because I never knew what it was going to do. It had a little crank, and it made a little melody, but all of a sudden, you know what happened? Boing! The little clown would pop out, and I would run away, and I'd cry, my folks said. I was afraid of it, so I left it on the shelf. I think of that toy today as John the Baptist. John the Baptist was very much like a jack-in-the-box. Remember in the Gospel of Luke, the first chapter, when Mary goes and visits her cousin Elizabeth? And as soon as Mary sees Elizabeth, something happens. The child in Elizabeth's womb leaps for joy. It's John the Baptist in the womb, already excited to get out. He can't wait. And then John the Baptist is born. And boy, you can't silence him. He makes his presence known. He's never silent, and he doesn't have a filter on him either. He's loud and he's direct. Repent, for the kingdom of God has come near. Who warned you, brood of vipers? He's not subtle, not at all. And John the Baptist has a mission. He's baptizing for repentance. That's his job, and he does it well. He calls people on the carpet. He tells them to repent. He baptizes them. And then Jesus is born. And you'd almost think that his job was done. In fact, he seems to make allusions to that. I must decrease, he must increase. I'm not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. You can almost see that John is retreating, becoming invisible, but not at all. What really happens? Well, today we have a new John. He's the first evangelist. He's the first witness to the gospel. He's the first epiphany voice. And he does great things. Because he says, look, behold, the Lamb of God. John has a new vocation now. He wants people to know who Jesus is. Look, behold, the Lamb of God. The next day he sees other people. Look, there's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Something is starting to happen. As he encounters people, they are reoriented. They start to follow Jesus. That's our job, too. You and I, as Epiphany children of the light, are called to bear witness to the light. That's our vocation. Come and see. We're to be invitational, to invite people to come and see. Come and taste. Come into God's presence. I remember when I was in eastern North Dakota, there was a little church, Messiah Lutheran in Fingal. It was your typical small town Lutheran congregation. A white building with wooden sides. Windows that let the light of day in. A steeple with a bell, with a thick rope, and a man who every Sunday would pull that cord. Pulling a cord for a bell is also invitational. The sound goes out and is heard. Come and see. That church is no longer there. And that's sad. It was burned to the ground about 7 years ago.
by a man who was mad at God. But the people still wanted to be invitational. They wanted to still be a witness. They wanted to say, come and see. And so they joined with another congregation. And they continue today. You and I are called to always be that. Just like John the Baptist. We're to have a vocation of invitational greeting. And then we're also to be a witness to the light by ourselves. You and I, as I told the kids, have Christ in us. We have the light of the world in us. And so we are called to be light. We are called to go out, and so people will see in us God at work. As you know, the ELCA has its logo, God's work, our hands. God does God's work through us. And so today, let us continue to give thanks to this God who comes to us and calls us to go out and be. I close this morning with that little church. Before it burned, the thing that impressed me about it was above the nave going in, it said, enter to be blessed. And when you were in the nave as you were leaving, on the other side, above the door, it said, depart to be a blessing. That's it. You and I enter this space to be blessed. And when we leave, we don't put it back in the box like the jack in a box. No, we stay out. We stay out in the world. We go out to be a blessing. Thanks be to God.